You're listening to SBS News.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has told the United Nations Security Council that President Donald Trump's Middle East peace proposal is a gift to Israel and unacceptable to Palestinians.
It was rejected by us because it considers that East Jerusalem is no longer under the sovereignty of the State of Palestine. That alone is enough for us to reject this plan. It leaves Palestine fragmented without any control on our land, air and sea. It would put an end to the question of Palestinian refugees. It will end all basis for a peace plan. It means a rejection to all agreements and obligations to establish two states along the pre-1967 lines. This plan will not bring peace or stability to the region, and therefore we will not accept this plan. We will confront its application on the ground.
But the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, was critical of the stance taken by Mr. Abbas.
Abbas is well-versed in the art of doublespeak. He comes here to the UN, he pretends to be committed to peace, but he remains committed to incitement back home. Before he left, Abbas encouraged Palestinians to riot and engage in violence against Israelis. The sad result is casualties on both sides, Palestinians and Israelis.
Mr. Abbas insists the plan put forward by the Americans is unworkable.
This is the state that they will give us. It's like a Swiss cheese, really. Who among you would accept a similar state and similar conditions?
94% of Palestinians reject President Donald Trump's Mideast initiative, according to a poll released this week. The poll also found plummeting support for a two-state solution with Israel and nearly two-thirds backing armed struggle. Mr. Dannon told the Security Council to call on President Abbas to reject violence and to engage in direct negotiations to resolve the Middle East conflict.
For Israel's part, we continue to stand ready and willing to enter into direct negotiations with the Palestinians. President Abbas should not come to New York. He should come to Jerusalem, exactly like President Sadat when he came to speak in our parliament in the Knesset. We remain committed to a political process, and we thank the Trump administration for trying to be part of the solution, not the problem.
Belgium's Foreign Minister Philippe Goffin, representing the European Union members of the Security Council, underlined the EU's commitment to a two-state solution. He expressed concern that the US initiative departed from internationally agreed parameters.
We reaffirm our concern about Israel's settlement activity in the occupied Palestinian territory, which is illegal under international law and constitutes an obstacle to peace and two-state solution. We are also deeply concerned about potential steps toward annexation after repeated calls for a possible annexation of areas in the West Bank. The annexation of any parts of the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, constitutes a breach of international law, undermines the viability of two-state solution, and challenges the prospect for just, comprehensive, and lasting peace.
President Abbas welcomed mediation attempts by the so-called Middle East Quartet, the UN, the US, the EU and Russia, but says it is not the place of the US alone to come up with a plan.
However, to be honest, the US alone cannot be the sole mediator. Among the quartet, you're more than welcome. However, as the sole mediator, we will not accept.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.